Welcome, reprehensible, reprobate motherfuckers.
That's right, motherfuckers. That's right, motherfuckers.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey, look who it is. It's Stevie.
Sorry we're late. Welcome. Stevie took a lot longer to suck all our dicks than we thought.
Damn.
Yeah, Stevie,
fuck y'all.
Work on technique, buddy.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
we bid thee welcome to the tournament.
Just to make me come, dude. It's fucking...
Of thy douchebag.
Started getting awkward, you know?
Punch him, dude. Hit him.
Oh, dude. Because you know that moment, you're like...
Ow.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, dude. Can I just, like... I want to come already. This is getting really weird.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the whole incest thing was thrilling at first. But, you know, you start to think about it after a while. I was like...
What the fuck? You know?
So can we be honest with Stevie now? This is not the douchebag episode. This is the pot roast episode.
Oh, dude,
DFF pot roast.
Oh boy!
It's time that we cover the history.
TJ, get that real thumbnail
of the
going
dish
up,
of
dude.
Kings. Yeah, put the real thumbnail up, TJ, for the
I
people.
Don't have a. You guys didn't tell me you were doing this. So.
What we didn't,
dude. This is an ambush, dude.
Well, you didn't tell me. About
Well, the
it.
Two of you need to know that this is a show about pot roast. Now,
oh okay. Sorry, I didn't know.
So all that bullshit we talked Stevie. About, all the shit we prepped
Do
for
you
the
not
other
know.
Show. That was all just a ruse.
That was all
the
but
juicy
a clever ruse.
Pot roast.
I do like pot roast as much as any other man.
The
it's
dinner
just,
of
I
kings.
I wasn't hungry at the time.
The dinner of kings.
A
Steve.
Feast fit for a king.
Only a king.
A kist fit for a fing. Good stuff.
We should probably chill, right?
Let's chill this
Let's
shit.
Let's chill.
Dude.
I don't want to.
You don't want to chill?
I'm done shilling.
Can
guys.
I chill?
I guess.
Hey guys, Pessimist Productions, we got a bunch of shit for you guys over here at the buffet. For $5, you get a bunch of crap every fucking month. Constant content. And if you want to give $10, you get even more. You get even more stuff.
And some specials happening
3,567 of you have been smart enough to make this
wow.
purchase.
That's a lot of people. A lot of smart, very stable geniuses.
Yep. And you could join them. You could also be part of the fucking crew. Over here at Pessimist Productions. Yeah, next month we got some great shit coming up. We got Dank Dungeons and Drunken Dragons with the DM Stevie himself going to be taking part. We're going to be drinking shots of tequila.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to be posting something on our social media showing what we're going to be drinking.
But this is an actual picture from that. This is not an artist representation. This is legitimately the content that you will get as a patron. We're building a giant fire-breathing dragon contraption. Like, what do you think we're doing with all this patron money?
We're going to be giving everybody fucking armor and weapons
yeah,
and everything.
My dwarven armor is coming in the mail tomorrow. Also,
Stevie, peddle your shit channel.
Here's my channel, Under Creations. If y'all like gaming content, skits, and vlogs,
if you
please
like,
subscribe.
And Stevie's V-logs? About to do...
You mean a vlog?
Stevie was asking Vlogs. Me, too. He was like, hey, I'm going to do a 1,000 subscriber special, because it looks like he's about to hit it. Like, go back up, TJ. What's he at? 984?
984.
Oh, dude, any second. After this show, you're going to be at 1,000. So,
a billion.
Why don't you guys let Stevie know in the comments to this video what video game you would like to see him play through?
I think Stevie should eat pot roast for
you
one of his videos.
And yeah, while he's eating a pot roast.
Video, dude. Let's see what his most popular video is.
Yeah, what's
you guys
great on DFF.
Dude, us, dude.
Classic. Doom 2 that's Project the, Brutality.
That's the one that everybody
that's the one
oh, yeah,
rated.
That's the pot roast,
the pot roast raid.
All right, so then after
that's the
that,
original.
Like, ask me some questions, y'all. Closed. When my brother TJ's house caught fire. Man, you just fucking milking the DFF titty, ain't you, Stevie? God damn.
Dude, I feel so
Stevie's
bad
milking
now.
It. Stevie's milking it so hard, but he couldn't even show up to my fucking house.
Yeah.
To eat some fucking
Where's your respect, Stevie? Where's your fucking respect?
You ain't got
respect?
No fucking respect, kid.
Pot roast,
That's your biggest
man.
Problem.
Yeah, Pot you roast. Fucking rot-posting motherfucker, Stevie.
Rot-post, dude.
You're garbage, Stevie.
Dude, what can I expect my
Let
pot roast
Let me tell
dinner?
Y'all a question.
Let me tell y'all a question.
Shut up, Scotty. I don't need to talk to you.
I don't need to fucking talk
so
to you.
So let me tell you fucking what's what,
Let them
what,
battle
bitch.
With each other.
Let me tell you what's what. No, I'm about to tell a story about you, Stevie.
Oh,
cool, dude.
God damn it.
I'm all ears.
And I told these guys earlier, but the night after the pot roast episode, I get this call right after the show ends, and it's Stevie's dad.
Yeah, yeah. He's been on the show.
Yeah, he's been on the show.
He was on the 24-hour
show. And so I fucking get this call, and he's all like, man, what'd you say about Stevie on the show? Stevie's pissed.
Uh-oh.
That's
coming
so
over there
weird.
To kick your ass.
He was coming to kick our asses?
He yeah. said that?
Yeah, he said he's coming over there to kick y'all's fucking ass.
Whoa, I'm glad I left
you
quick.
You talked some shit about Stevie, and I'm like, bring that bitch-ass motherfucker on.
All I did was go to a gas station to
but
get
some
food.
But then I fucking locked all my doors. I'm like, I ain't letting that happen.
Yeah.
I'm scared, man.
I don't want to be on the wrong end of Stevie ever.
Stevie has gone to... Okay, so let me get this straight, Stevie. You can go to a gas station that's actually really close to where I fucking live, but you cannot manage to come over and eat some pot roast.
Pot roast.
A piece of garbage, ladies and
Stevie,
gentlemen.
Stevie, how long would it have taken you out of your day to come eat the pot roast? Let's be realistic. 5 or 10 minutes to get there, 10, 20 minutes to eat, back in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Disrespect.
So, okay.
Why didn't you just eat the pot roast? That's all I want to... And also, my follow-up question to that is when the fuck are you going to make me my pot roast dinner?
Do you want a pot roast dinner?
Yes, I do, Stevie.
I'll make you a pot roast dinner.
I really fucking want one, dude. I want you to go...
You'll have the best pot roast dinner.
Sounds like he's going to piss in it or something.
Yeah, he's going to be a little loaded.
I enjoy cooking. I'll cook you a pot roast dinner.
He was mad at us, dude.
Maybe it sucked. From what I hear, it was good pot roast, but I wasn't even invited. Dude. You know what? I wasn't even invited.
You weren't invited?
No.
No, he invited you, but not me.
A special occasion, dude.
So, yeah, he wanted to have... And you rejected him.
He wanted to have dinner one-on-one with his little brother and have his little brother
this
over.
This is like rated triple A, whatever the highest...
You know what?
Organic, pure meat. Grass-fed meat.
I will make you gumbo.
Dude, organic, tricolored carrots,
dude. Dude, you've been promising this gumbo since I landed in New Orleans, Stevie.
I forgot about that. Whipped potatoes with cream cheese. You want that gumbo?
I want that gumbo.
Okay, fine. I'm making the gumbo tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Stevie's
Scotty,
making the goddamn
dissing
gumbo.
Dissing Paul. Dissing everyone.
Yeah, where's Paul's gumbo,
dude?
I just got
Stevie to make the gumbo, dude.
What about the Skeeters you're going
to
make him, too?
You need to make a gumbo. A pot roast gumbo, Stevie.
A pot?
Yeah.
Dude, you know what?
Combine the concepts, bitch.
Make a gumbo and make a pot roast, Stevie.
No, make a gumbo pot roast. I want it the same thing.
That's what he just said.
Yes.
I bet he
could
do
it.
That'd be pretty good.
You could do it.
It sounds good. I've never heard of it.
All right, Stevie.
Let's go.
I own the rights to it. Anyone who makes it owes me a nickel.
Gumbo roast.
A nickel?
Gumbroast.
I'll give you 3 pennies.
Three pennies.
Tonight's episode is a very special episode.
Douchebags, douchebags,
douchebags, douchebags, douchebags. This is the Tournament of Douchebags.
Whoa. We should probably start by admitting
that we're all douchebags. Yes.
Like, because it's going to be the number one comment in this, no matter what.
Yeah.
So let's just address it now.
The elephant in the
fucking
room.
We are all douches.
Yeah,
all right?
I don't
we all
ways.
Have douchey nature about us. We could go into... You want to go into specifics? What do you think your douchiness is, TJ?
I have a massive ego.
Uh-huh. That's douchey.
I'm dismissive. I'm conceited.
All
I'm condescending.
Douchey. A lot of these could apply to Scotty, too.
I'm brusque.
Yep. That's another one that could apply to Scotty.
Yeah, that's pretty much me.
All those things are hallmarks of douchiness.
Yeah.
I'm emotionally manipulative, and I have a victim complex.
Mm-hmm.
All very douchey things. I'm a loudmouth.
Obnoxious. Extremely sensitive in all the saltiest ways.
Guys, I gotta be honest with you. I'm just drawing a total blank on me being a douchebag, dude.
Oh, you're a total douche.
You're probably the biggest douche on the cast.
Yeah,
I fucking am drawing a total fucking blank,
you're the fucking
dude.
Worst
King
of us, dude.
King douche.
You know, I don't know, though. Stevie is a fucking douche.
Stevie's douchey, too. He's got his douchey
moments. I have my moments.
Yeah, everybody... The whole point
Stevie,
is...
Stevie, in terms of, like, butthurt, I think Stevie might even rival you.
Dude.
Yeah, I get pretty offended.
I get butthurt, though. Yeah. I get pretty butthurt.
You and
Stevie and Paul need the battle of butthurt, dude.
Yeah, you guys
have...
The
battle of
you guys need to have the butthurt battle.
What if we came in... And we hooked ourselves up to like one of those machines that checks heart rate and shit. And you guys just berated us and see which one of us got butt hurt first.
I think I'd win. I think I would win.
You think so?
Yeah, I already got a fast heart rate as it is.
No, well, me too, dude. I'm a big fat fuck.
Yeah, you guys are both
good
big
point.
Fat fucks.
Yeah, we're on an even keel there.
I mean, well, you're older, Paul.
Yeah, that's true.
You're much older.
I got way more ticks.
And he's got
a
bad back.
You've got more than a decade.
I was bored.
Hey, Stevie. You've got a bad back, too, man.
Yeah, I just started getting
a
bad back.
Oh, shit, dude. All the handicaps apply. This needs to happen.
All right, so
here's the list.
Here's this list here.
Baby,
this is the confidence.
Let me explain something. Each of us, because there's 8 members of this tournament bracket, we are competing against each other here. Each of us nominated 2. All right? So the first, and this is a randomized bracket here. We didn't choose the order they were fighting in. We just, you know, whatever.
But we nominated our fighters.
We each nominated 2. So Justin Bieber was one of Scotty's nominations. Kanye West was one of Stevie's nominations. Logan Paul was also one of Stevie's nominations. Mike Myers is one of Paul's nominations.
Big douche.
Nancy Grace is one of my nominations. Donald Trump, one of Paul's nominations.
Easy
Russell Crowe, one of my nominations. And Hillary Rodham Clinton, one of Scotty's nominations.
Wow. Especially because that bitch cost me $1,000.
Why is Russell Crowe a douchebag? Well, you'll find out.
Yeah, stay tuned.
That's why you're fucking here.
In the due course of the show, so
how do we so I have a question, TJ. Put my hand in the air. I have a question.
Yes.
So let's take for example, Justin Bieber versus Kanye West. So how do we determine who moves forward?
Well,
who's the bigger douche?
Whichever one's the bigger douche.
Well, I mean, we gotta argue it out here. We gotta come to some
it
kind
might
of consensus.
Come down to
we gotta see them either, as they live.
So it's like, it could be a locked in. Or are we gonna go to polls at all? Is that on the table?
If there's a tie, we gotta do a poll.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if we can't come to a consensus, there's four of us here, so if we got a 50-50 tie, we go to a poll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then
fair
the
enough.
Audience will have to decide.
Well, it's always a good option.
Are we gonna do it through Patreon or for patrons only? Or is it gonna be public?
Maybe we'll do. The first few for the maybe we'll do like one for the public, but then do patrons only from there on out. I don't know.
Okay,
maybe we'll decide when it comes.
I just want people that are watching to know what's going on.
Yeah, well they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it.
The stupid fucks. All right, so the first battle here is Justin Bieber versus Kanye West. Kind of interesting that the two musical douchebags ended up.
Yep.
Competing in the
two
first
man
round.
Enter, one man
and
leave.
These are two very, very accomplished douchebags, both of them.
All right, yeah. So we have some videos on each of them. I don't know if it's necessary to watch them yet. I think maybe we'll have a little discussion first.
Yeah, what do we know about Bieber?
So the Biebs.
So why don't we just go through real quick and everyone just give their initial impression of what they think and why.
So Justin Bieber, is that what we're doing Justin
yeah.
here?
Yeah, maybe the person who
Bieber.
Nominated the person
oh,
should
Bieber
argue
fever?
For why they're on the list.
All right, I'll talk about yep. Justin Bieber. Dude.
So, Scotty, you nominated Justin Bieber. Why do you think he deserves to be the biggest douchebag in history?
I mean, dude, it's more succinct to ask why shouldn't he be. So there's a lot of problems with Justin Bieber. Number one, look at Justin Bieber.
That's
true. Just fucking look at him.
The optics of Justin Bieber are douchey.
Baby, oh! He fucking rose to the charts with hits like that. Just total fucking dog shit, gibberish fucking music. Just like, chorus, 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 oh! And the minute he got a fucking modicum of fame, just transformed from some small town in Canada to a massive fucking human fucking pile of douchebags. He's a dick to pretty much everyone he encounters. He has no respect for anyone. He's just an asshole. And the thing is the assholeness is fucking amplified by the fact that he's ultra famous and wealthy. For basically being a little fucking douche nozzle, let's be honest.
I mean, like right here, this picture right here has 10 layers of douche. He's got white boy dreads, which is infinite douche already. Sorry, Jeff Holiday, but white boy
can't
dreads.
Can't even grow any sort of fucking facial hair, even though he's supposed to be like, what,
yeah,
16
I mean,
here?
He looks like Ellen DeGeneres, so he's, you know, all androgynous.
That's where he was discovered. He was actually discovered. He sent some crappy video to Ellen. They're like, wow, he's so talented. He claims to be a drummer. The guy can barely play fucking drums. He's a fucking phony. He's not a real musician. He's just some fucking face to sell shit to fucking tweens.
Yep, he's a douche for sure.
And Stevie, you nominated Kanye West. Why don't you talk about why you think
he deserves
it?
Oh, shit, dude. Okay. Kanye? Really, Stevie? Really?
Kanye? I'm pretty sure he has an album called I'm God.
Maybe
I'm
he is.
I'm pretty sure he
Can you prove he isn't, Stevie?
The way he acts, he pretty much treats himself as if he is like a god. If he's compared
god.
Himself to Shakespeare before.
Maybe he is.
And, I have that.
Oh, you actually have that video?
Yeah, I got it. You want me to play it?
Oh, yes, please.
I can play it. Fuck you. All right, it takes me a minute to find it. I didn't put them in order because I'm a lazy, stupid fuck. Let's see. Kanye, Kanye, Kanye.
All of his apologies are half-hearted as well.
Yeah. Well, because he never feels like he does anything wrong. Kanye's a fucking... He's an egotist.
You feeling like I'm cocky? Because of the shit that I say?
Yeah.
If you
it's
could
in here.
The shit that I think. Rap the new rock and roll. Mm. Mm. We culture. Rap is the new rock and roll. We the rock stars.
It's been like that now for a minute.
It's been like that for a minute, Hedy Stamaine. It's been like that for a minute. We the real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all of them. I'm standing up, and I'm telling you,
here
I am Warhol. I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the
there
flesh. Walt Disney, Nike, Google. Now, who's going to be the Medici family and stand up and let me create more?
Even the guy right next to him is kind of like smirking, like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Yeah, that was Sway. Sway was not, you know, whatever. Sway, yeah, that, like, Kanye is just a
that's
douche.
Ridiculous because everyone knows I'm the most influential artist of all time. You
well,
know?
See.
Dude, it really is a template for rappers. I think Jay-Z, not long after, was like, I'm Picasso and shit. It's
he
like,
did. Yep, Jay-Z's like, uh-uh.
I mean, this is just shit that grabs people's attention, and these guys know that. I mean, maybe he believes it, maybe he doesn't.
I'm a little Shakespeare wrapped in some Warhol, mixed with some Google, mixed with some Nikes.
I don't know.
As far as I know, Justin Bieber has never compared himself.
I like Kanye's douchebag more than Bieber's, so I would vote for Bieber over.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm biased, too.
Like, to me, there's, like, as much as, like, I think that they're equally douchey, but...
I feel like Kanye's
is offset by the fact that he's kind of cool.
Well, he's like you. He's just a rank egotist that, you know, sees himself on the throne above all the other peasantry around him.
Yeah.
And so you see that in him and you immediately like it. But to say that he's automatically more douchey than Justin Bieber.
I don't think he's more or less
douchey than Justin Bieber. I think we haven't the tail of the tape, man. We
yeah,
gotta
but
see.
I don't know. Kanye has a cool factor.
Oh well,
that Justin Bieber ain't got.
I mean, I've got a lot of Justin Bieber shit I can bring up.
Plus, Kanye's older than Justin Bieber too.
More time.
Everybody's
alive.
Douchey when they're young.
You want to see a little?
You
more,
would think Kanye
Justin
would get out of that douchiness, but nah.
Well, let's take a look at some Justin
Bieber.
Oh, I have
Bieber a list
shit.
Too, but yeah, let's see some. All right,
so here's
video.
A Justin Bieber lashing out at a cameraman.
This is some hilarious shit right here, dude. So I think he's in London or something.
Damn.
That's assault!
That's assault!
Didn't move out of the way. Fuck off. Oh, damn, dude. That guy's talking some shit.
Yeah, dude.
What'd you say? As if you're gonna do anything!
What the fuck did you say, bitch?
What'd you
come
excuse
back here,
me?
Bitch?
You're lucky these guys are holding me back, or else I'd punch you in your lips!
You're lucky you have like five security guys there. I think that dude would whoop your ass up and down the street.
Oh, dude, that big old beefy British fuck would have just pounded him into the fucking ground.
He would have broke his back.
But you know, that's the privilege of being Justin Bieber, is he has fucking five guys who are like ex-military dudes who are gonna be like, sir, you can't beat Mr. Bieber's ass. You know what I mean? Like, we will break your
hold
spine.
Hold me back, Reginald. Hold me
Reginald,
back.
Reginald, save me. Oh, dear me.
I'm about to beat this biscuit-eating British fuck's ass. Just let me at him.
Flapjacks or pancakes, bitch. He's like Scrappy Doo or some shit.
Let me at him.
What a total douche canoe.
What's some other douche shit Bieber's done? Okay, let's go over a list, dude. Vomits on stage of first night of Believe Tour, September 2012. Bieber had a rough start to his Believe Tour when he threw up in the middle of a performance in Arizona. He admitted it wasn't great throwing up in front of a bunch of people and blamed his sickness on drinking, quote-unquote, too much milk.
Too much milk?
Yeah, too much milk. That's what did it.
Yeah.
Too much man milk, maybe. Oh!
He's gay! Arrived 2 hours late for London concert.
He's gay.
March 2013. Bieber, who was 18 at the time, wasn't the hero fans were hoping for when he arrived almost 2 hours late for his O2 Arena concert in London. They were playing Michael Jackson song after song after song. It was so annoying, a fan told the BBC. Left his pet monkey in a German airport. So if you guys don't know, Justin Bieber abandoned his pet monkey.
I got another one. Let's take a look. This is his deposition.
All of your answers to be loud and clear.
Sorry.
You understand?
Yep.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, and I need your affirmative answers to be yes and the negative responses to be no. Do you understand?
No.
You don't understand? Let me explain it to you.
No, I don't think you said that correctly. You want him to answer every question yes or no?
No. Well, affirmative responses and negative responses. If they call for a yes or no, I need you to answer yes or no. Do you understand?
Yes.
Well, I don't think...
He can choose to answer it a different way, that's fine. But what I'm trying to avoid, sir, is for you to say uh-huh or uh-uh. Because even though we have you on video, the court reporter is still taking down a record, and we need an accurate record. And those types of responses are difficult
for her to be able to take down. So the guy piping up is obviously Justin
Bieber. So that's why I need a yes or a no. or something else that's as clear as those sorts of words. Do you understand?
To be clear what the counsel
is
saying.
Wait a second. I asked him. There's a pending question. If he doesn't understand the question.
Sir, you're not going to be able to talk over me today. I want to make it clear.
This is my deposition. I've asked him. There's a pending question.
But what's
this is what's going to happen.
Just
he's
going to
answer my
arguing?
Question. If you have an objection, state your objection.
Starts chiming in.
That's fine. But it's not for you to re-clarify my questions.
So I'm going to clarify.
Do you understand, sir?
Listen,
that's his legal counsel. Of course, he's going to ignore you, dude.
What is the most important piece of career advice that Scooter Braun has ever given you?
Objection to form. What?
If you know.
You seem to be getting really off base, these questions.
Oh, they're silly questions.
Yeah, Justin Bieber's lawyer. These questions are absurd, sir.
You mean like do as well as he can?
Whatever he understands the question.
Does he practice this look on his face right here?
Do you understand my question, sir?
The dismissive, smug, bored, detached look. Because he's real good at it.
Well, I mean, the reason he's probably here is probably because he was like, we're going to subpoena you if you don't come voluntarily.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was your answer yes?
Yes and no are fucking pretty different.
Look, don't get pressed. Hey,
there's so much other shit of it. There's one part where he's just like answers a series of questions with I don't recall. And then he gets to another one and he's just like, guess what? I don't recall. But yeah, he's
what
a
was he being deposed for?
I forget. Who
probably
cares?
Some lawsuit or some shit.
Yeah, probably some dumbass lawsuit or some nonsense. Let me see if I have any other Kanye shit. I guess I just have the same one.
Okay, so we could talk about Kanye's like the biggest douchiest moment he's ever done.
We could talk about that.
Okay.
Oh, wait, this is Justin Bieber, by the way, being carried up the Great Wall of China by his bodyguards.
Let's take a look at that.
Hold on, I gotta put it up here so they
you're kidding
see
me. No. Yeah.
There it is.
No, he didn't have two black dudes carry him up the Great Wall of China.
He fucking did.
It looks like he's texting too while this is going on, just looking down at his lap.
Anyway, so
hey guys, I want you to carry me up to the top of the Great Wall of China.
This is, of course, one of the most notorious douchebag moments of Kanye West. Probably
legendary.
The most.
Most important day to Taylor Swift's like career.
Yeah. I feel so bad for
poor,
her.
Poor Taylor Swift.
Tay-sway.
But yeah, I mean, it is dickish to like interrupt someone else's
award
acceptance speech to be like, you know, I'm gonna let you finish.
I'll say you should have won.
You shouldn't have won, bitch.
Damn. Runs right up on stage, does not give a fuck.
Yeah, so he just basically, for anybody that doesn't know, he ran up on stage during Taylor Swift's acceptance of this MTV award or whatever the fuck. And he just grabbed the mic from her and was like, I'm going to let you finish, but Aretha Franklin had the best album of all time or whatever it was.
It was Beyonce.
Whoever, who cares?
Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Right. So he felt like he needed to editorialize during somebody else's acceptance speech for some shit. So that's a definite douche
maneuver.
Even
Obama said he was a jackass.
Yeah. He acted like a jackass.
I was a jackass.
Like, if Obama calls you a jackass,
that's pretty fucking bad.
You douched it up real hard.
You did, dude.
Because Obama he's unflappable, man. He never got angry at nobody. You know, so if he got Obama to say he was a jackass...
You know
he's
what?
A jackass.
Kanye's music, though, even though it's pretty popular, I mean, Bieber's music was fucking everywhere. So you were hearing Baby and all his other fucking little hits.
Yeah.
I mean, so that was in your ear all the time. What's douchier? I mean, Kanye's it's at least like a little bit more reserved for, you know, a subsection.
I mean,
of music.
The two of these guys just toured and shit together and worked together for a while. So the douchiness on that must have been legendary.
Dude, fuck.
Off
the fucking Richter scale, dude.
But
they're measuring it from space.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's hard. It's really close for me at this point, looking at the evidence as presented. But I have to vote Bieber, dude.
Yes.
I think Bieber, because there's the whole piss incident too that we didn't even cover.
Yeah. What about that video, dude? Where's that at?
Where he just decided he was going to piss.
I'll go ahead and. I mean, like, if Bieber is going to proceed, then we might want to save some of his shit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, hold off on that.
Well, so all y'all are voting for Bieber?
I have to say Bieber, because I still think, like,
Bieber.
Kanye is a dick.
He
but
is.
I feel like Bieber is just a bigger douche.
Kanye does more with his big And Kanye's too.
Kanye's shit at least has some balls and some bravado. Yeah, I don't know. I just have a more of a respect for Kanye than I do fucking Justin Bieber.
Okay, I'll give it to y'all. Justin
and I think
Bieber.
Kanye actually makes some good music every now and then.
Yeah,
so
every once in a while.
Stevie concedes his one. So
I really can't argue with the Great Wall of China thing. That was pretty fucked up.
All right, so I need to figure out how to fucking how do I do this? Okay, so I just
there
need
you
to
go, dude.
Assign Justin Bieber a point. And he'll go on to the next round.
Who's next?
Next is Logan Paul, also a Stevie pick, and Mike Myers, who is a Paul pick.
Got it. So you want to start with Logan Paul there, Stevie, since he's top of the list?
There ain't much I can really say about Logan Paul that he doesn't say about himself, to be honest.
That's true.
Suicide Forest, I found a dead body.
I think you summed it up best when you said that the only time you ever hear about this
only time I ever hear
is doing something douchey.
Yeah, that's the only time I ever hear about him
too. So like, before we even talk about the man, you have to look at him. Just look at him. That hair is douchey. He looks like a douche.
It looks like he's purposely even pursing his lips. You know?
Oh, he's definitely doing that. He's definitely got himself like he poses and shit. Like, look at him, dude. Just looking at this guy, like if you pass by this dude, would you want to talk to him?
He got his earbuds in, walking along with his switchback cap the other way
asking
around.
People to bum a smoke and shit. Like I've seen a million of these dudes, dude. How this guy gets to be a millionaire, I'll never know. But that's just salt. That's just salt.
Wasn't he on like the Disney Channel or some shit?
Yeah, he was a Disney Channel kid. Him and his brother, Logan and Jake.
Jake Paul.
Yeah. So either one of those fuckers, by the way, could be on this list. Jake Paul is just
but
as his
the big thing was the Suicide Forest.
Yeah, he was Logan Paul was the one that did the Suicide Forest shit, which
where they were like, I don't know if that was faked or not, but like, you know, they're all laughing and stuff about it and stuff.
This is not clickbait. This is the most real vlog ever. I've no face. Just suicide.
So this is where where in the video they would have found the dead body, but they don't show it.
This is crazy, dude.
No,
this isn't f***ing real, bro. You gotta call police. Call the police, bro. Okay, a lot of things going through my mind. This is a first for me. This is definitely a first for me.
And he still posted
this. This literally probably just happened. Yes, sir, should you call the police? I'm so sorry about this, Logan. This was supposed to be a fun vlog. We were gonna address this before we saw this.
We were. Going to the Suicide Forest was supposed to be a fun fucking vlog.
Set up the camp and everything.
They like went into the forest expecting fun times
for the background too. Understand.
Suicide is not a joke. Depression and mental illnesses.
Oh fuck you, dude! This is like cover your ass bullshit at this point.
With an intent to focus on the haunted aspect of the forest.
No, you didn't.
This just became very real, and obviously a lot of people are going through a lot of shit in their lives, and
tons of people kill themselves in this forest
this
every year.
This manufactured emotion on his part.
We're here
is
for
just,
you.
We're here
for you. Your friends, your family.
The
we're
here
for you, Logan. We love you, man.
What if one of the kids stumbled upon this guy?
This is crazy.
That's the life. That's the life.
Yeah, man, finding bodies out here. That's
the
life.
I'm so broken up about it, but now I'm fine 2 minutes later.
We monetizing suicide out here, bro. That's the life. That's the life, man. We taking tragedy and making dollars on it. That's the life.
This shit just shows how transparent and fake he is.
I cannot even like he basically just destroys himself for my arguments here. Like I can't. Here's another one.
See, I got a bunch of his little like preteen fans, and then did this stunt.
Faked his death, dude.
What's
the show where he does it? Yay, Logan Paul! Yay!
What's up, Logan?
So I told them I'm by myself, so they think that the murder is real.
Oh!
You know what I'm gonna do? Maverick socks for the Logan. I'm just like stalling right now. Okay.
So the murder looks real.
Spray the blood? Let's do this.
Making my murder. Okay.
Oh, look, he's there.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
There he is. Our Messiah.
It's so real. It's so real.
Well, it'd be cool if you could snap story. What is that?
Yo.
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 3, 2, 1.
If only it were fucking real, dude.
Look at I love this kid right here.
Yeah, look at that one in the middle.
Dead. Yes, he's dead.
The smiling kid, dude.
It's like, finally.
You know what it probably is? Probably his brother or his friends probably love Logan Paul. He probably hates him. He's like, he's dead.
Push me over so they can see my dead body.
He's still got a shit-eating grin on his face.
Whoa, he's dead.
Yes! Somebody finally blew Logan Paul's simpering fucking brains out. Finally!
The spell is finally broken.
Oh my god, dude. Look how far they took it. They had a dude drag him off and shit. What a bunch of fucking assholes.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, that's douchey. You got a bunch of, like, fucking 10-year-old boys down there and stuff, and you pretend you got your face blown off by a shotgun 1 month after getting back from the fucking suicide forest.
I take suicide seriously, guys.
Yeah. Another thing this dude did was he helped his brother. They lived in a mansion, and they decided that all their furniture was uncomfortable. It's a rented mansion. And so they decided that they wanted to get rid of all their furniture, so they threw it all in a fucking swimming pool and set it on fire.
Cool. Paul, this is your pick.
Yeah, this is Mike Myers, and a lot of people might not think of Mike Myers as a douche, but he is. A lot of the stuff about Mike Myers, you can't really see it. I mean, we'll probably look at some of his performances and stuff, and you'll see the douchiness inherent, but a lot of the stuff about Mike Myers is stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Mike Myers is what's known in the industry as a diva. He's very demanding when he works with people. He refuses to work. He refuses to look people in the eye. He'll only communicate with certain people. He makes weird demands, and he's just an all-around kind of douche.
So here's an article about it. This is a crazy one. The comic made an appearance on NBC's Late Night with Conan O'Brien Wednesday to promote The Love Guru. But he drove backstage staffers bonkers while he waited to go on. He sent a team of interns on a wild goose chase for Silk non-dairy creamer, Twizzlers, and raspberry seltzer, said our witness. Then he sent one of the interns back out to get him a new drink when he realized his seltzer was not the brand he requested.
I don't even know. I couldn't imagine. Like, I know I'd probably get douchey if I made money or whatever. I had like a real super successful multi-million-dollar career, right? I don't think I could ever get to the point where I was like sending people to run all over the place to get seltzer water for me and shit. Much less like if I did turn it down when they get there because it's the wrong brand.
Wrong raspberry seltzer. This is another thing about his reputation. It doesn't really. It's like a scan of a newspaper article, but I thought this headline here was kind of interesting. And just the fact that he played the Love Guru.
A comic genius he is not, dude.
Mike Myers,
I challenge anyone
genius.
Watching or listening to fucking watch The Love Guru.
But over the years, his moodiness and perfectionism have inspired a surprising amount of bitterness. Now, after a long absence from the screen and a spiritual quest aided by his friend Deepak Chopra.
Oh my God.
Myers is back with The Love Guru. Not everyone in Hollywood is rooting for the film. Well, lucky them, because it was a total fucking flop.
Total fucking flop. Well, it's a total piece of shit fucking movie. It's not funny. It's boring.
And I didn't get to play this this video for Kanye, so I might as well play it for Mike Myers. Let me just pull it up real quick.
Now, he's not the chief douche in this clip, but if you watch his face, he is a total douche because he has no idea how to respond. He has no idea how to defend himself or his position. Just stands there like a douchey little bitch.
And just has that oh mouth, like, oh.
I'll go ahead and play this first because I found it first, but I think this performance alone.
One is a series of painful shots injected into your abdomen and kneecaps, and the other involves a musical number. Me, 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 oh.
How many shots?
Aren't you precious?
Child abuse the movie.
I'm not going to watch him sing.
No, you got to watch it. You got to watch it.
Watch it.
You got to watch.
Maestro! I know it is wet and the sun is not sunny.
Oh my fucking god.
Good fun.
Comic genius.
Oh my god, the man is on fire. Dude, he can't not make a
this
hit.
This dude must only be in the room with fucking yes men and fart sniffers, dude, because this guy cannot, this is not funny, he cannot sing. The fact this movie was made, and it's like a big, this movie was a huge flop. It was like, I think they spent $150 million on this movie.
It looks like he almost has a pained expression on his face as he's singing.
That's the pain inside Mike Myers' soul, knowing what a fucking worthless sellout he is.
As much as I'd hate the Jim Carrey Grinch, at least Jim Carrey could make the Grinch seem like a living character.
You know Mike Myers?
And not just a man in a painful costume.
Dude, you remember this shit, TJ. We went to the fucking cheapy theater in Mandeville, and we saw fucking Austin Powers. Yeah, baby! You know, he had that fucking, it was like this over-the-top like parody of spy movie, and it's like it's raunchy, and it's great, and it's funny. He creates this character that's like, it's interesting, and he goes from that to this shit.
Yeah.
I'm the kind
you can tell he had about two, he's one of those dudes that, like, maybe he's a good performer, maybe he can be funny, because I liked Wayne's World as well. Like, yeah. He was funny in
Shrek.
That.
Yeah.
Shrek, he was good. Like, maybe he's just a dude that just has one or two hits in him, and then the rest of it is this just douchey shit. Or maybe, like, people just don't want to work with
so
him.
So why did you pick
Because he's
him,
sending
Paul?
All the interns out to get him, like, a bag of all green jelly beans.
But,
and,
I mean,
like,
how did you become aware that he was a douche, is what I'm saying.
I just started, like, reading about, I think it might have been via one of these shitty YouTube videos where they're like, why aren't they casting Mike Myers anymore? But it was just chock full of these little stories that have come through about, like, for one of the things that's been told about him over and over behind the scenes is that he doesn't take direction. So, like, he comes into the scene with an idea of what exactly he wants to do, and he does it over and over. And, like, the director will be like, okay, that's great, Mike. Can you try it like this? And he'll be like, okay. And come back out and do the same thing he did until they just use the take. Like, he won't show up. Like, some days he'll be scheduled to shoot all day, and 5 minutes before shooting is starting, they'll get a message from him that he's just not coming, doesn't feel like he can do it today. He won't look anybody in the eye. He'll ignore people that walk up and talk to him. Like, all this shit, like, he's just a nightmare behind the scenes. Like, at some point in the 90s, when he got a big hit or whatever, made it onto that fucking Saturday Night Live show, he got it in his fucking head that his shit didn't stink. Like, to the point of the ridiculous orders, the just nonsense. So, yeah.
It's honestly puzzling because he's not, I mean, he was never that big of a star. I mean, like, yeah, he definitely had, like, the Austin Powers shit was obviously his prime, even beyond Wayne's World. But, I mean, even then, it's just like, I don't even see why that would go to your head so much where it's like, I'm just this perfect fucking human specimen.
Let me ask y'all something, though. In the scope of this competition, is him not looking people in the eye and monetizing suicide really that much of a competition?
No, probably not. I mean, he drew a tough
New Orleans,
one.
The landscape of the city has changed dramatically, tragically, and perhaps irreversibly. There's now over 25 feet of water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods.
I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know it's been 5 days. Because most of the people are black, and even for me to complain about,
he's
I was
like,
a hypocrite because
Mike
I tried Myers' to turn
face
away
just
from
went
the
into
TV because it's too hard to watch. I've even been shopping before even
like,
giving a donation. So now
okay.
I'm calling my business manager
Kanye.
Right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give, and just to imagine if I was down there, and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the
Shakespeare
the
of our age,
off,
ladies
as
and gentlemen.
As possible.
Yep, definitely
I mean,
Shakespeare.
This is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the
at
people
least he's
that
doing a
help
line.
Are at war right now,
yeah.
Fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
And subtle, but in even many ways more profoundly devastating, is the lasting damage.
He's just trying to fucking launch out of that, Mike.
All right, I'm going to just continue reading the script.
Well, subtle, even more devastating.
The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Please. Dude, Mike Myers.
He's like, what the fuck?
Chris Tucker's like, all right, thank you.
Oh man. I wish they would have just kept going with it and not cut away from
it. Yeah, I just want to see that forever.
Man, I dude, to be a fly on the wall in there after Mike Myers.
I'm pretty sure Mike Myers just left the room and didn't say shit to Kanye.
I would guess that that's, but still, I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah, that
would
have been great. obviously,
dude, back it up just a second. Look at the look he gives him right before they cut away.
That clip was obviously chosen more for Kanye, but we just didn't get to it. But I thought we might as well play it.
Dude, that's beautiful.
He's like, what the fuck?
Oh,
dying on the inside.
Oh man, dude, the douche quotient in that room was super high that day. It was for a good cause. It was for a good cause. Look at him.
Just the deadpan expression
the
on Kanye's face.
The attempt to control the facial.
He's just he has the most normal. He's like, Mike Myers is like, what the fuck?
And look at Kanye too. He's cool as a cucumber. He just blew up the world with a statement, and he's just like, whatever. That's awesome.
That's why,
dude.
Bieber advanced, dude.
What a great moment in American history, dude. They ought to teach this in schools.
This is another reason why Kanye definitely didn't deserve to go to the next round, dude.
Yeah. I mean, come on, dude.
This is too classic. All right. Yeah, so. Oh, holy shit. That's fucking wild, dude. All right, so Logan Paul or Mike Myers?
Ooh.
I mean, I don't know, dude. Mike Myers is a douche, but I got to switch allegiances here. It's hard to put. Like,
I mean, like, Mike Myers is like a prima donna, but Logan Paul is just a piece of shit.
Well, Logan Paul, you know he's like that too, but he's outwardly a piece of shit that makes money running through the suicide
plus,
forest.
At least Mike Myers can, like, point to some things he's done that are worth a shit.
Right, unlike Jake Paul.
Yeah, so Logan Paul, whichever. We should have just made them the Pauls.
Yeah,
the Pauls.
Why not?
Paul. Throw me in with them.
throw you in there.
Yeah, let's equivocate now.
You're a cool Paul, though.
Yeah, well, I'm cool compared to them for sure.
You know, I don't think Logan Paul's making it to the finals.
So
though.
TJ's first entry on the list: Nancy Grace versus Paul's second. Donald J. Trump.
Trump.
Or as I know, as we are calling him here, the winner.
The winner. The greatest
the winner
of our
the
time.
The stable genius.
All right.
Well, you want to take Nancy? You want to take the loser? I mean, Nancy Grace first?
Dude, I don't. I mean, like, look, Trump is a douchebag in a position of ultimate authority.
Right. Which makes him even douchier.
I mean, yeah. I mean, maybe it amplifies his douchiness, but in terms of just sheer douche versus douche, Nancy Grace is the biggest douchebag to ever exist on the face of this planet.
Well, you better make the case.
Let's see the evidence.
I'm just going to show you a fucking video because there's no... I mean, like, this just says it all right?
Okay.
Let's see. Where's the one of her... Yeah, here we go.
Elizabeth, I remember...
This is Elizabeth Smart, you'll remember, who was kidnapped and held hostage for months and months.
First went missing, and literally hundreds of people were out looking for you. Now we know you were being held captive not very far away from your home at all. Did you ever hear people calling out your name, trying to find you?
There was one time.
At that moment, did you want to scream out, "Here I am, help me"?
I mean, of course, who wouldn't?
I was held captive.
When you knew people were looking for you, your parents were there, they were trying to find you. How did that make you feel?
I have a question. Why can't someone kidnap Nancy Grace and hold her in a fucking building, dude?
Never let her out, though.
Yeah,
let her escape like Elizabeth Smart, who seems like a nice young lady. No, keep Nancy Grace locked up in a fucking cage forever.
The sappy routine of, I so deeply care about
worse,
you, sweetie.
Though. It gets even worse.
Oh, it does it?
Oh,
no,
it
let's hear some more.
Hideously worse.
Let's see.
Yeah, all right.
You know, I didn't know how big it was, and it was good to know people were looking for me, but I felt so far away, you know, it didn't really connect at that time. And,
yeah.
You know, and I think that
And you were such a little girl, Elizabeth. I mean, you were just 14 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to expect a little 14-year-old girl to react the way an adult might imagine they would react under those circumstances. You were afraid, I assume. Yeah.
No shit.
I don't know why. It sounds more accusatory.
You were afraid, I assume. And then she's kind of like, look at her face right now.
How do I suck the misery marrow out of your bones, Elizabeth Smart?
Just look at Elizabeth Smart.
She's like, is this really
out of you?
She's like looking off to the side like,
is this really happening?
Was I scared when I was kidnapped and held hostage?
Nancy Grace, fucking hard-hitting dude. When you were held captive against your will for months at a time or years at a time, were you scared? Were you scared, baby?
Dude, Paul, you've been through some violence and shit.
Paul, were you scared?
You had that incident.
Nothing like this, but yeah. I mean,
but you still, you went through a fucking pretty bad ordeal, worse than a lot of people have dealt with in terms of like being the victims of a crime. Like, imagine after that, this patronized bitch, like, were you scared?
I kind of went through it.
Were you scared when
The next day, the Fresno Bee called my house, and I told them I didn't want my name mentioned, but I would give them an interview, and it was a lot of this same shit. What was going through your mind? Like, what do you think was going through my mind?
That's crazy.
Kidnappers tell you they would hurt you or your family if you tried to get away?
You know, they did, and I really am here to support the bill and not to go into what... You know what happened
is that
to me?
The
what
Duck
the
Dynasty?
Whole, like
shit.
What is in my past? Because I'm not That's here to name. Give an interview on that. I'm here to help push this bill through.
Phil, so she's not even there to talk about this incident. She's there to talk about some bill.
A bill,
there.
Dude.
You
this
know,
is the people that kidnapped her, man. So there's a Duck Dynasty guy and a meth head.
Yeah, just a couple of crazy religious nuts. That
dude
kind of looks like Rick from Walking Dead. All
there's
bit.
A person whose name we try not to say on this show, who I would buy this as the parents of.
I know who you're talking about.
And I want you to push the bill through, and I want people to hear your voice. When we take a look back, there is a shot of Elizabeth Smart, and here she is 4 years later.
So she doesn't
later,
even
and-
stop at that point.
Wow. So she was just told explicitly, like, yeah, I don't really want to relive the ordeal. I
yeah,
just
I'm not
talk
here
about
to talk
bill.
About that. I'm trying to talk about
like,
the bill.
Your personal
and get the word
tragedy
out.
Is really juicy for our viewers, so we're just going to kindly ignore you.
Oh, give us money. Saying, baby. It must have been awful. Anyway, here's you with a veil on your head that the crazy fucks that held you at gunpoint
here's
for 6 months made you wear.
Look at them.
Were you scared in this picture, honey? Do you remember what it was like being out there with that veil on your head? Was it scary?
They really like to milk that tragedy.
Oh, this bitch is the queen of that.
Frankly, it's a miracle that she was ever found. You know, a lot of people
she looks
have
like
seen...
She wants
she's
to
looking,
just stab her.
She's looking fucking
it's
pissed
It's a miracle
now.
You're alive.
She just wants to get the
praise, baby pissed. Jesus, praise him.
If she didn't have a motive to be there, she'd probably be gone already.
Shots of you wearing a burqa. How did you see out of that thing?
Yeah.
How did you
How
see
did
out
you
of that
see
thing?
Out
That's
of
the
that
question.
Thing, girl, when you were wearing that burqa.
Remember when them crazy psychos made you wear that burqa?
What a dumb
How'd
bitch.
How'd you see out of that thing, sweetie
How
pie?
How did you see out of that thing?
And Nancy Grace was a fucking prostitute.
Right after
dude.
Hearing that she's not here to give you fucking details about what happened to her, bitch.
You know, I'm
Paul,
really
Paul, you
not
have to remember, too, that Nancy Grace...
At
after
this time, I mean, that's something I just don't even
too.
Look back at. And I really, to be frankly honest, I really don't appreciate
thigh.
You bringing all this up.
I'm sorry, dear. I thought that you would speak out to other victims, but you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Here comes the accusation.
Judgment. Yeah. How nice. I thought that you would, after surviving something, you thought you'd want to help people
oh,
with
okay.
it, but I guess not.
You little stuck-up
okay,
bitch.
It's okay, baby, if you don't want to go through your personal tragedy for me so I can get some ratings, baby. It's okay if you don't want to help people.
I completely understand. A lot of victims don't want to talk about it and don't feel
it's
like
from
talking
that
about
fucking
it.
Hey, Nancy, she told you that
the,
five fucking times, you stupid
Senator
cunt.
Hatch. Senator Hatch, you said you wanted...
A lot of stupid victims don't want to give me higher ratings for my show. That's fine, sweetie.
I understand. If you don't want to help anybody else,
bless
that
your
might
heart,
have been through
baby.
Things.
Bless your little heart.
I'm gonna save some clips of Nancy for the next round after she inevitably wins.
Oh my
but,
god, dude!
God, what a douche, dude!
Check
and
this out.
And beating these children with the belt the way this guy claims she did, wouldn't there have been evidence? And if so, what? Whoa, 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 Brett. put up the control room cam. I want to see Liz right now. Elizabeth, I don't know what Britney Spears in a leather bikini top has to do with this, but please don't show it again.
Is this live?
And you may wipe
Was that live?
That. Yeah, that one. Take it down. Take it down. Thank you. Go ahead, Eleanor.
This show has standards. We don't exploit people for personal gain.
She's doing a story about Britney Spears. So,
how did you see out of that burka, baby? How did you see out of that thigh?
All right, so we got some Donald Trump stuff too. Of course,
I mean, you know,
I guess
like,
you can make your.
I kind of made my argument already earlier when, like, yeah, he's a douche, and he might just be a garden variety douche. But the office of the presidency comes with a certain amount of expectation.
Donald Trump,
and it magnifies his douche. So yeah, this is him mocking a dude that has like muscular dystrophy or something. That was asking him a tough question. We've all seen this.
Written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said. This is 14 years ago. They didn't do a retraction.
That reporter he is talking about is Serge Kovaleski, who now works for the New York Times.
Oh,
guys. Right there, he suffers from a chronic condition that impairs movement of his arm.
Trump was just mocking him. It had nothing to do with it. The hand thing looks similar. It was just Trump channeling his frustration.
Oh, yeah. It had nothing to do with it.
I mean, Trump has never, talking about anyone else, ever gone, bleh!
No.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not around Trump 24. Look, you're buying into CNN's fake news narrative, dude. Clearly you are.
Trump's a douche, dude.
I mean, if I was talking about some disabled fuck that talks shit on me, I'd do the thing.
Yeah, but you're also a douche.
But I'm not president.
Right, and you're not the president.
I am a douche, but I'm not the president.
Right.
He wasn't president at the time, though.
Right, but he was running for the president.
He was running for president.
It's a front runner for president.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily the front runner. I mean, a lot of
people. And he still won.
Well, he won.
Well, he won.
Okay. He won because he's great.
Well, hindsight's 20.
And he made America great.
Look, TJ, Donald Trump has elevated the presidency with decency and decorum.
He spends all his time at a fucking golf course.
No, not you.
A gentleman's game.
I don't mind people who play golf once in a while, but anybody that lives on the golf course is an automatic douche.
A gentleman's game, Paul.
Automatic douche.
Gentleman's game.
Your organization's terrible.
You're terrible.
Your organization's terrible. Let's
terrible.
Go. Go ahead. Quiet. Go ahead. She's asking a question. Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
Are you going to include the congressional...
I always liked that from him, honestly.
Black fake news.
And the congressional...
Well,
Hispanic
I would.
Well, I don't like the repetition of it, but I liked that one time that he did that. You fake news. Because I was like, at the time, I was still able to be surprised by shit Trump did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now, obviously.
We've seen all his bag of tricks.
I mean, come out and fucking, you know, shit.
Yeah, if he came out
in a
diaper and then, you know, took it off halfway through his speech and flung shit, it'd be mildly interesting.
Dude, I have more respect for Trump if he did that than his current shit, to be honest with you.
Do you want to set up the meeting? Do you want to set up the meeting?
No.
Are they friends of yours? Set up the meeting.
I know some of them.
So she's a black lady, and she's asking about the Congressional Black Caucus, and he thinks that she can set up the meeting.
I mean, maybe she could.
Call him up on the black people phone.
Hey.
Don't you know black people?
Hey, Paul, you know what? You say that, but she said that she knows them.
They all know each other. All these blacks.
And President Xi was enjoying it. And I was given the message from the generals.
Well, the douchey part we missed, I talked through it. He's talking about the big old slice of cake that he got.
Ships are locked
the most beautiful
and loaded.
Piece Look, of chocolate cake.
He's a showboat. He's a grandstander. The FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that.
And I love all people, rich or poor. But in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. Yeah.
I like the soft clap.
Bunch of poor people in the audience going, can we?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But you know what? You know why that works, though? You know why that works, dude? It's because it's fundamental. It's like a position of authority. Like, look, this person's rich. They've made it. They're better than you.
It's a projection of power. That's why he flew around in his own private jet instead of getting one from the campaign.
A long time ago, sold his company for a tremendous amount of money. And he went out and bought a big yacht. And he had a very interesting life. I won't go any more than that because you're Boy Scouts, so I'm not going to tell you what he did. Should I tell you?
Oh, you're Boy Scouts, but you know life. You know life. North Korea.
Do they, though?
What kind of interesting things do you do with a yacht? You know, I wouldn't know. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're, like, 12, you know.
Like, what was he going to say that he pulled back?
Crazy sex orgies.
I went all over the world, you fucking young girls, into these countries that don't have laws that follow that. But I won't go any further into that.
Best not make any more threats to the United States.
Just pause it for a sec. Look at this body language right here. That's douche.
Donald Trump is not amused.
Donald the douche.
Donald
Who
the
does
douche.
That? When do you see that? When do you see this? When does this happen? Who does this? Really? Outside of the movies.
You're doing it right now, Paul.
It is kind of comfy.
Yeah, Trump's just getting comfortable.
But I don't know. Just the body.
It's good for his core,
dude,
man.
Dude, TJ's giving me the stare down of my life, dude. It works. Holy shit, dude. I felt the pressure.
I actually distracted him for a second.
I mean, it's going to be hard for people in our audience to accept Nancy Grace moving on. I'll be honest with you guys. If you guys want to vote that way. I mean, I don't know. I know Donald Trump.
I feel like Nancy Grace has to take this. She's just a bigger douche. Like,
dude, you know what? Fuck
he's
you.
A fucking moron.
Well, he's
Trump
that too.
Is the fucking king of douche, dude. Nancy Grace... is but a fucking little fucking duke or something.
She's a half-ass douche compared to him.
She is a complete
I think
douche.
Nancy Grace was a lot more douchey.
She
than
definitely
Donald
was.
Donald
Trump. Looks like we've got a schism.
They Donald are blinded Trump. By their fucking...
Donald Trump, dude.
I mean, yeah, he's a douche in a position of power. But if you just
I'm
take
not
that away
negative.
And just look at the
look,
person
I'm not even
by
doing
person.
A negative. It's just that Donald J. Trump always wins, dude. So
look at
I'm
him
go,
before
Trump.
He was in power. Like, look at him as a businessman. Trump sure. steaks, Trump there's gold, all gold, everything,
Trump,
everything's gilded. The Trump board game. You're fired. Oh, I'd like to stroke your pussy. All this bullshit. Like, you know, like he was...
Let me ask you this question,
what?
Paul. When you were stripped naked and sent
were
out...
Were you scared?
Into a field. Were you
Paul,
scared?
How were you feel? Were you scared, boy?
Did you feel scared?
Boy, were you scared?
How'd you even see in all that corn?
All right, you're right. She's douchey.
I mean, come
you're
on.
Right. She's a fucking douche.
I mean, would Donald Trump ever fucking do that? I mean, like, he's done some fucked up shit.
Yeah,
but
he would.
Even
he would. You know what? I'm switching back. He would.
I gotta believe he would not say
that. He would.
I'm staying firm, Trump.
I gotta say he
what did he
Trump
do
to
that?
To
you remember the lady?
Nancy
her
Grace
husband
is a bitch.
Died, got his head turned into a canoe in fucking Afghanistan or something, and he called her. What did he say to her?
He didn't remember his name or something.
Yeah, yeah. He couldn't even have the name of the dude written in front of him.
Really good. And stuff.
Your husband, what's his face, was a brave man. You know what I mean? Don't act like he's got all this tact and shit that she doesn't.
Dude. Yeah, that's true.
He's just not in the position of interviewing Elizabeth Smart. Dude, if she was in the room, he would immediately do something like, I bet it was very scary. How did you see out of that burka? You know what I mean? Like, I can see it coming out of his mouth.
Trump has a fucking obsession with wanting to fuck his daughter, dude. He's a big fucking douche.
Oh, yeah, that too. We haven't even talked about his fucking Ivanka obsession.
Well, hold on. Let me show you another fucking Nancy Grace thing.
I'm trying to poison the well here.
I'm not just trying to fucking show you a little bit more of what I'm talking about. All right, how about this here?
No, dude, I'm not changing my vote.
Hey,
I don't care what
how often is it that women drop charges against their lovers, their boyfriends?
Fuck that one. Then we'll play this.
That are ultimately going to come forward and name the three men in the bathroom with this girl. So, Clark Goldband, dog, what are the stats?
Well, Nancy, the stats are hard to know right now because Duke no
this
longer in the
up.
League. Hofstra, number two ranked Hofstra, surging ahead of Sacred Heart last night, 19
to. Clark, I don't mean the athletic stats. I mean the rape stats. What have to do with this case?
Oh shit!
I'm sorry,
dude.
Nancy, I misunderstood, but we do have
Continue.
The rape stats.
We've got the rape stats. I'll get those rape stats right now.
I don't know how that proves it.
All those rape stats are largely made up, too, by the way.
I mean, that was more this guy's.
Actually, Bob, it was one of the things. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Nancy. I kind of differ with the last caller there. Death. I think you're a big bitch.
Well, you know what? It's America, and everybody has an opinion. Josh, question to you regarding laying blame one way or the other.
Hey, you know what, TJ?
How many times does she have to violate probation?
Wait. You have to give Nancy Grace credit for one thing, dude. If Donald Trump was to call the bitch, would he respond? She's like, everyone has the right to their own opinion.
Listen, you're a weak loser. You got a loose,
Trump,
freshly
dude.
Fucked asshole.
Trump.
You accidentally lost it for her there.
That was so fake, though.
No, dude, she handled that with, dare I say it, grace.
No.
Yes, she did. Everybody on this planet is
totally transparent.
To their opinion,
I'm
sir.
Switching sides to Trump because this, yes! this video ain't convincing me.
Yep.
Right. Excuse me, Trump.
I thought there'd be a lot more on Nancy Grace.
Elizabeth.
Trump.
Convince me, TJ.
I'm
going to
say you. Trump. Why are you running the bikini commercial?
Rosie made me
do it. Okay, take it down. Thank you.
Take it down.
That, it's still up.
This is so fake, dude.
Thank you. Continue, Sevilla. Yeah, how many times do you have to violate probation before you finally, you know, somebody takes it seriously? Obviously, I mean, this was not
you
once.
Know what?
This
you know
was
what
twice.
Part of the problem is? Back to you, Elizabeth, in the control room. Part of the problem is
let me just cut off your whole point
like
you were making,
and
guest.
Others are blinded by celebrity. You
know Elizabeth in the control room should
and
do? She just
you
killed
play
Nancy
things
Grace's
like that about
mic.
Her in a swimsuit, wriggling
you
around in the water.
This
and
is clearly a
bit that
they've worked on.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
She's going to get...
Why are there dogs?
What the fuck?
Elizabeth. Okay, take it down. Thank you.
I think Elizabeth is pissed.
Whoa.
Elizabeth.
Yeah. Elizabeth was just fucking
Elizabeth.
With me.
Dude.
It's still up.
It's still up, Elizabeth.
I guarantee you that's not a bit. Nancy Grace
that's
would never
bit.
Go for
that's
that.
That's a bit.
She
dude.
Would
100%
never in a million.
Bit.
Trump,
dude,
dude,
I know that bitch like the back of my hand.
I know a bitch like the back of my hand.
Do you want
that
to
bitch
poll?
Would never go for a
do
bit.
Do you
want like
to know a writer go to a poll?
What?
Well, Stevie said he switched.
Stevie said he switched.
So we got three.
All right.
I go Trump. Stevie goes right. Trump.
I think Nancy
Scotty
Grace should fucking proceed, but
I
that's
think Nancy
okay.
Grace is just
I
a bottom
already,
feeder.
Unanimous, but that's fine.
Unworthy
if
of a noble
wants
name.
To concede, that's cool.
No, I mean, as long as there's a majority, right. I mean, that's how it works.
Fair enough, dude.
Majority rules.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Trump.
Trump.
He moves on.
I mean, I know I'm going to lose this one because it's up against Hillary and she's horrible.
Oh, but, dude, is it going to be a rematch then, dude?
Oh, maybe. My God.
Yeah, dude, if Hillary... Oh, if she wins.
All right, so this is...
that's Kanye.
There's no real videos I could find on Russell Crowe being a dick. Maybe a couple. I think I found one.
Oh, dude,
he's
this
got
is
violent
a,
outbursts.
Honestly, TJ, this is a weak choice from you, dude.
I don't think so. He does have a lot of fucked up
shit. I mean,
shit.
He is a fucking douche, but I mean, Hillary, I mean, he has no chance.
Right, didn't listen, he beat the shit out of a lot of people?
1988, Crowe headbutts his Blood Brothers co-star Peter Cousins. 99, Crowe gets in a fight outside a nightclub in Coffs Harbor,
Australia.
He just
likes the fight, dude. So what?
February 24th, 2002, Crowe's acceptance speech gets cut at the BAFTAs, leading to an argument with producer Malcolm
They cut
Gary,
his speech off.
Jerry, maybe. November of the same year, Crowe argues with the owner of New Zealand Warriors rugby team, Eric Watson, at London Restaurant.
They had disagreement.
August 2004, Crowe fights his bodyguard... Mike Spud Carroll on the set of Cinderella Man.
In a fights his own
June,
fucking bodyguard.
June 2000.
Does it say who won that fight?
Let's see.
Yeah, I want to know.
I want to know about
Spud
that.
Whooped his fucking ass.
According to BBC News Online, the altercation took place at a party on the set of Cinderella Man. Crowe got upset when he thought Carroll was insinuating that something was going on between him and a female extra he had been talking to at a party. Crowe,
oh,
being
shit.
A married man, was offended by the accusations.
Damn.
Crowe later wrote a letter to the Sunday Herald Sun saying the misunderstanding arose when Spud came over to tell me that he thought other people in the room might have been thinking of my conversation. Spud was passing on other people's perceptions, and I shot the messenger. He continued, it doesn't surprise me that I'm overly sensitive to gossip and speculation and heartily sick of other people's perceptions.
So it doesn't say if he won.
No.
Damn
June 2005, Crowe throws a hotel telephone and hits a hotel employee
okay,
in the
face.
Okay,
that's douchey.
Dude, he was frustrated.
That's pretty bad.
Man.
That's douchey.
What's the context, though, Cheetah? What's the context?
The actor was charged and arrested in New York City for throwing a hotel phone at the Mercer Hotel's concierge. According to CNN, Crowe was booked into the first precinct while the victim was taken to St. Vincent's Hospital.
some shit.
Hit him with a phone, Scotty.
This arose because he was trying to get his wife on the phone in Australia. He was in his room. He couldn't get a line, and there was a disagreement, Crow's lawyer, Gerald Lefort.
So something this dude has no control over happens, and Russell, the douchebag Crow, just throws a phone.
This employee was probably disrespectful to him.
October 15th, frustrated. 2016, Crow allegedly assaults Banks at a hotel.
You know, I mean, look.
He has some serious anger control issues. And this I can sympathize with that.
This is this
man
Russell
obviously struggles
Crow.
With anger issues, TJ. He's really a douche. He's just upset.
This
about
is Russell Crowe walking out on a BBC interview.
Okay, let's see.
He's talking about where he comes from, the location of him, the accent.
He's talking about the film Robin Hood, that okay. piece of shit.
And this guy is criticizing his Scottish accent.
He doesn't even start off criticizing it. He just says, like, I feel like I detected a hint of Irish in there. And then Russell Crowe fucking loses his shit.
He's a method actor,
there are hints
TJ.
To me of Irish, but what have you? What were you thinking of in those terms?
You've got dead ears, man. You seriously got dead ears if you think that's an Irish accent.
Insult, I thought.
Yeah. Bollocks. You know, the reality break for him is that he has been estranged, in our version, estranged from his family for a long time. He has, you know, marched from the south of France to Palestine and back. He's seen the great empires of his time, but he's been surrounded by other Englishmen. The English army has been pulled greatly from the barons of the north and the families of the north. And depending on which historian you want to believe, you know, there's always been a big argument between whether his birthplace is Nottingham or whether his birthplace is Barnsdale. And we just took the attitude that whatever you understood about whatever you think you know about Robin Hood, it was a previously understandable mistake. So we take some of other people's narrative ideas and we twist them around. So the name Locksley, for example, has become synonymous with Robin Hood, but we show you why
I mean,
that was,
he's gonna perfectly
he hasn't
normal,
dropped it yet. Hold on.
A normal interview, TJ.
A simple mistake to actually say that he really was this man, Locksley, you know. There are... I'm a little dumbfounded that you could possibly find any Irish in that character. That's kind of ridiculous, but then it's your show.
So whatever. You're going for... Well, no, I'm just talking.
Like, after that entire answer, he still hadn't let go.
Yeah, he was still burning
that
with
little,
hatred.
Tiny, like,
I mean, TJ,
I thought I detected a little Irish in there.
You know what, TJ? You and Paul, you guys have answered plenty of questions with people. You guys have gotten salty about a question you felt was unfair.
It wasn't even, I mean, it was just like a little.
I mean, you felt the question was unfair,
comment.
TJ. Look, TJ, this guy's doing tons of interviews every day, TJ. I mean, you're really going to fucking, I mean, harp on this guy for one fucking kind of douchey answer.
Hold on.
No, I was going for an Italian. Yeah. Missed it.
Anyway. And finally, you can either answer this or not. I'll just give you the chance because it's out there at the moment. Because you know that the suggestion you didn't want to say the famous line in Gladiator in this book that has come out.
Okay.
He's just leaving.
Hey, thank you.
I don't get the Irish thing,
I just heard him say something about Irish.
Yeah, he's like, I don't get the Irish thing.
Russell Crowe, who waved his cigarette in farewell. Robin Hood can be seen from today, not only in the character's native Yorkshire, but pretty much everywhere.
Look, these guys have to do extensive publicity tours. He's obviously just burned out on the day. Probably the last interview of the day or something, guys.
Still douchey.
What? Come on.
Last interview of the day.
Come Scotty's on. Got a crush on Russell Crowe.
Dude, I mean, Russell Crowe's been some great fucking movies. What's
Look,
wrong
dude,
with Russell
Crowe? He's a Crowe apologist.
He fucking fight. Dude, he's a fighting motherfucker, dude. He's a manly man. Whatever. I'm
he's
not
a
gonna
Crowe
fucking...
apologist, dude.
I'm not, dude. I mean, well, I guess I am a little bit.
I mean, all the guy said is like, I thought I detected a little bit of Irish in there. It wasn't like he's like, yo, bro, totally shit English accent.
But you know what, dude?
Sounded more Irish or some shit, stupid.
You know what, TJ? He stood up to that interviewer, dude.
He did not. He was just being an asshole.
I don't think so.
All right, whatever. He's not going to beat Hillary Clinton. We all know it. Let's just fucking play her shit. I'll go ahead and play... I'll save her bitchiest moments for another time. Let's just look at the Bosnia thing. Because that's pretty douchey in and of itself.
We're beginning with a follow-up to a story Cheryl Atkison reported here last night. She showed us video that directly contradicted Hillary Clinton's account of the danger she faced on a 1996 visit to Bosnia. Since our broadcast, that video has spread all over the internet. It was the most viewed video of the day on YouTube with more than 1 million hits. And today, Senator Clinton admitted, quote, I made a mistake. But it wasn't the only one, as Cheryl shows us tonight.
Hillary Clinton's attempt to tout her foreign policy experience hounded her again on the campaign trail today.
shock. I made a mistake in describing it.
I lied.
She claimed she misspoke last week and was sleep deprived when she described landing under sniper fire in Tuzla, Bosnia. Something that didn't happen.
Yeah, when I get sleep deprived,
Look, Hillary's ducking down right there.
Look at all the snipers taking out all the soldiers everywhere. Oh, shit.
December in Iowa.
We landed in one of those corkscrew landings and ran out because they said there might be sniper fire. I don't remember anybody offering me tea on the tarmac when that was happening.
Then in February.
The welcoming ceremony had to be moved inside because of sniper fire.
And last week.
I remember landing under sniper fire. We basically were told to run to our cars. Now that is what happened.
After CBS News video showed what really happened when she landed
and
greeted officials, Senator Clinton maintained there were risks, but explained to the Philadelphia...
Hey guys, we really need to vote for Hillary. They wonder why Trump won. Someone's a lying fucking weasel. I mean, she's a massive fucking douche. She's doing so much to lie to people. Nothing that comes out of this fucking bitch's mouth is true.
You know how many handshaking, PR stunts with a kid involved take place under sniper fire? You know what I mean?
Tons. That kid was a spotter.
Yeah, let's get this kid over here and get this handshaking.
That was a decoy, dude.
Let's get this photo op out of the way because there's snipers.
Okay, so there's two possibilities. Hillary can't remember what happened on this day, even though she clearly, as you see, is well documented.
You don't tend to forget the day you're under sniper fire.
Yeah.
Sniper
fire. She has a terrible memory, and she can't remember when she was under sniper fire.
Safe conditions,
Or being a politician, the other overwhelming possibility, she fucking lied. Yeah. So which one is it?
She forgot there was
she
video
She saw that there would
that.
Be a benefit in, toughening herself up by claiming that she'd landed under sniper fire.
Give me a fucking break, dude.
I got
her pampered ass. They didn't give her tea on the tarmac.
Nerves,
dude,
I stand.
Wouldn't it be funny if in this video they did serve her tea on the tarmac and they found that? That would have been hilarious. I bet they did.
That would have been fucking
hilarious.
I bet
she had a nice, cool beverage on hand.
Careful spot of tea.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go.
This popular thing.
But I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Oh, what a lie.
Yeah, thank you.
Dude,
the cringe factor on that is just so fucking...
I don't know if that's necessarily...
Polls.
She just takes whatever's popular.
I don't know if that's douchey in and of itself, but it's cringe. It's so cringy that it becomes douchey.
It's douchey in its rank attempt to take something she clearly knows nothing about and use it to get herself ahead.
Exactly.
The same way that she was like, hey, we're just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
And the timing on the joke, I mean, it's a terrible joke to begin with, but the timing on it was awful.
What about that shit when she went on that fucking rap station in the South and was like, I got hot sauce in my bag, baby.
Maybe she does, Paul.
She did. She pulled it out.
She did, dude.
And I guarantee you, as soon as she was done with that interview, it went right in the fucking trash can. That bitch does not have hot sauce in her purse. You know why? Dude, there's no way. You know why people carry hot sauce in their purse? Because they eat a lot of fried chicken. Do you think she's eating a lot of, stopping at a lot of chicken joints?
Fuck no, dude.
No.
You never know. You never know,
she's
Paul.
Not.
You never
she doesn't have any
know.
Goddamn
you know,
hot
you know what
sauce
motherfucker
in her purse?
I believe would have hot sauce in his fucking bag? It's old Bill, dude.
Yeah, well, Bill, maybe, but no way.
That dude had didn't he have true triple bypasses? That man loved to fucking eat, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's a fucking
yeah.
vegan now, because otherwise he'd be dead, but...
Love to eat that Hillary pussy is what he loved to eat, dude.
Oh, yeah, so delicious. Anyway, so Hillary wins, right?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, Hillary wins.
There's no way.
No contest, dude.
Damn, none of mine made it to round two. Sad. All right, but we can deal with that. So next round is Justin Bieber versus Logan Paul. And we've already looked at all of Logan Paul's video. So let's just take a look at a few more Justin Bieber ones here.
Sure.
That's a hay for you, man.
This is Justin Bieber pissing in a bucket.
You know, quick restroom we can get to.
Piece of fucking
back
shit.
In a kitchen somewhere, like a kitchen of a restaurant. There's the manager guy. Like, oh my god.
We swagger,
there's
man.
Justin
you know,
Bieber
this is just
pissing
in a
wild
kid,
bro. We the wild kids.
That's the coolest spot to piss. You know, you'll forever remember that.
We the what?
You're not gonna.
You'll forever remember.
Yeah, you'll
this
forever
day.
Remember the
you'll
day
remember my piss,
that you had to
bro.
Clean up Justin Bieber's
yeah.
piss out of your mop bucket.
What's up?
What's good? I'm Justin Bieber. I'm a wigger now.
Yeah, I'm sure that, like, when this dude's 80 years old, he's going to be like, you know, one time I had to scrub Justin Bieber's piss out of a mop bucket. No way.
That was the day of my life.
I'll never forget it when he stood there in his saggy-ass pants and pissed into the mop bucket. And then I had to scrub it clean.
And what if the janitor didn't even know that he pissed in it at the time, and he just continued.
He went and mopped the whole restaurant with Justin Bieber's nasty ass fucking chlamydia piss.
Dude, this was on eBay within an hour. Like, buy nasty. Justin Bieber's piss. Video starts at 10,000.
I remember him pissing in the restroom. Like, everybody does that.
Yeah. What are we?
Yeah, he's edgy enough. He just pissed in the bathroom.
Why kids?
There was a picture of Bill Clinton.
Dude,
this is
clearly a bunch of dorks that know nothing about being edgy. If they came in there and blew this restaurant up, remember this, bitch.
We're the wild kids. We're the wild kids.
Just a rebel on your own.
It's a compliment. Shut up.
Jesus.
Stop your hideous.
Get out of here.
Ah, my epilepsy. All right.
I love you. Back away from the car.
Justin, don't fall. So Justin Bieber was at his Toronto hotel where he decided to spit and hawk a loogie over the balcony where his fans were waiting for him below.
I just need probably looked at it as a privilege or some shit like that.
No, yeah, what are you doing? Stop it. Come on, I said stop it. Yo, what are you doing? Come on, guys. Yo, listen to me. Are you listening? Okay, I'm trying to wipe the floor. Give me a second, yo.
Wait, hold on. Why is he wiping the floor at his own concert? What's going on?
I don't know. Yeah, aren't there roadies to do that?
Don't
touch me. I'm wiping the floor.
Excuse me. I'm trying to clean right now.
Pardon me, bitch. I'm trying to wipe the floor.
Do not. Stop.
I said to touching stop. Me.
I need to clean.
I mean, like, this compared to Wild Kids, yo, I'm pissing buckets.
Maybe
Woo.
That's what happened. Maybe he just whipped it out during the
Maybe
last song
pissed
and pissed.
Just there, he's like, he's trying to wipe it
I'm
up.
I'm trying to wipe up my piss off the flow. Stop grabbing my leg,
guys,
bitch.
Never mind. I'm done. I'm not doing the show.
Yeah, I'm not doing the show no more.
I'm
not doing no more show because that bitch grabbed my leg.
To listen and try not to give me a hat or whatever you're trying to throw on stage right now because I probably don't want that shit.
Nope.
That was kind of funny. Wait a minute.
What was that? Dude, I missed that.
$2,000 for a cardboard
Justin
cutout.
Justin Bieber fans pay $2,000 for a meet and greet with his cardboard cutout.
Is he like there or something? Is he there and he put the cardboard cutout there?
Yeah, he didn't want to take any pictures with anybody, so he let him stand next to the cardboard.
I'm going to make my Instagram private if you guys don't stop the hate. This is getting out of hand. If you guys are really fans, you wouldn't be so mean to people that I like.
All right. Oh.
Well, whatever.
Okay. I mean, there's nothing douchey about that.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't want to take a picture with every single fucking fan on Earth.
He's got a million fans. He doesn't have time.
Can I get a selfie with you, Justin?
No. Yeah, like, some of that shit, you know, call douchey.
A lot of it, you definitely can.
That's true. But some of it. Some of that shit's not true douche.
But you know what?
So
pissing in a bucket.
There's pretty famous people, too. Like, what's like Johnny Depp? People have said he'll stop and take pictures of the So, I mean, you don't have to be a douche.
So, you know what? All right, so pissing
he can have a little more grace.
He pisses in buckets in the back of restaurants.
Yeah. He's his fans, obviously.
Yells about he's Wild Kids. Spits on fans. Charge fans $2,000. To take a picture with a cardboard cutout of him.
That he probably placed there himself.
Oh, that was his assistant.
Pisses a bunch of people off, whatever. Is an asshole in depositions. Is generally just kind of like a little fucking punk-ass bitch.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves a spot on the list for sure.
So, the question is, does all of that surmount the Logan Paul douchiness of,
I mean,
like,
I see two sides of this.
I'm going to fucking prank my fans by thinking I'm dead, and I'm going to exploit suicide for monetary gain, and
That is a whole new level of douche. You got to be honest about that. He may not be overall, he may not produce as much douche overall as comes off of Bieber, but Bieber is never like, yo, here's a dead body, yo, this dude killed himself. We living the life, wild boys. I'm gonna piss on this body. Bah! You know, like, if he'd done that.
If we were to distill down the essence of douche, and which one would we get more out of, like, if, you know, we did the whole fucking...
Paul.
The fucking whole Grenouille thing, we captured their essence, you know what I mean? Like, who would yield more douche, dude? The douche perfume?
I think it'd be Logan Paul. Logan Paul.
Logan Paul is just like, Justin Bieber, as much as I hate him and think he's a terrible hack and all that, like, he at least has something of a career. He had some legitimacy.
It's like Logan Paul was like genetically engineered to be a douche.
That's true.
I mean, it almost feels that way. It's uncanny, but
it's
true.
You almost look at Justin Bieber and you can imagine a dude that wasn't a douche, maybe, in a different life.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't grow up douchey.
I could see that.
But like Logan Paul, I can't imagine him being anything but a douche.
Yep, so Logan Paul.
Logan Paul
wins.
He's going all the way, really? Oh, man, this is a tough one here.
And now it's time for a rematch of the 2016 election. Donald Trump versus Hillary Rodham Clinton. This time, not competing for the presidency, but for who's the biggest douchebag.
This is so
this
hard.
This is fucking tough, dude.
Let's take a look.
I don't know what to say about this one.
I have a couple more. I already played that. So let me see. I have a Hillary clip of
her snapping
at somebody.
We've all heard about the Chinese contracts in this country.
You so rarely see the real Hillary come out.
The interference is from the World Bank against this contract. What does Mr. Clinton think through the mouth of Mrs. Clinton, and what does Mr. Mutombo think on this situation? Thank you very much.
To be honest, that is a pretty rambling ass question.
Wait, you want me to tell you what my husband thinks? My husband is not the Secretary of State, I am.
Oh, Hillary's mad.
So you ask my opinion, I will tell you my opinion. I'm not going to be channeling my husband.
How dare you?
I honestly think that's a pretty understandable response.
But I do agree.
It was probably a poorly worded question, though.
It
sounded like it was a rough translation.
There is
going
a language
on.
Barrier there.
Exactly.
She should probably be a little bit more understanding of that.
She probably
shit.
Could have just given her opinion.
But
on
I can
kind of
understand being snooty about that question.
I'm of two minds on this whole thing, because one is, Trump beat Hillary, and I mean, so. Whatever you say, probably a majority of Americans support Trump, or at the time did, but a majority of the people that voted in certain states did.
You so rarely get to see the real Hillary, the bitch behind the mask.
So, I mean, like, I feel like
but here's
Trump,
some of the bitchiest
well, do
moments
you feel like,
caught on tape.
Well, how often do you feel Trump is? I mean, do you
I
think...
I feel like Trump doesn't really hold as much back as Hillary
well,
does.
No,
yeah, I think Trump is pretty much like he is.
See, the thing about... the way I think about it is Trump has always been that type of douchebag, but Hillary, she tries to, like, morph into
well,
these
Trump
different
is a little
fucking
more
creatures.
His douchebaggery. So it's like, do you like the more, like, subtle douche, where it's like, you know I'm a douche, but I'm not going to let you know how much? So it's like, you're kind of just left wondering.
Well, let's take a look at this.
Don't tell me what to say.
Oh,
and I'm not
going
to ever call on you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We saw
it's the
this.
Same one, but yeah. It's part of a montage.
Hillary montage!
Wait, you want me to tell you what my husband thinks?
I'm offended.
My husband is not the Secretary of State. I am.
He actually won a presidential election.
So you
ask
my opinion,
now,
I will tell you my opinion. I'm not going to be channeling my husband.
You never did.
I suppose I could have stayed home and baked cookies and had teas, but what I decided to do was to fulfill my profession, which I entered before my husband was in public life.
Will you act on your words and reject fossil fuel money in the future in your campaign?
I do not. I have money for people who work for fossil fuel companies. I am so sick. I am so sick of the Sanders campaign lying about me.
They're not lying
and
about
I
you.
Will fight back against.
So wait a minute, was she just making the argument that she didn't take any
yes.
money from any oil
That's
interest?
Right. Yes.
Because that's provably false.
That's completely
demonstrably false.
She is a liar.
Right to work.
Right to work is wrong for workers and wrong for America. Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well, the choice for...
Because I'm an unlikable reptilian monster,
why would anybody
obviously.
Ask that?
No one's asking that,
no one's
but you,
asking
Hillary.
That, dude.
You are asking that.
If
no
you
one
were
else
running against
that.
A freshly lanced boil, dude. I might ask that question. But other than that very specific fucking
time
instance,
to feed Hillary 50 infants.
A freshly lanced, pus-drooling boil versus Hillary Clinton. I might wonder why you're not Matt, 50 points ahead.
Families has never been clearer. I need your help to get Donald Trump's record out to everybody.
Listen to this tone she's taking with people, too, like your teacher dressing your dad.
Dude, you know what?
I don't know why I'm not 50 points ahead.
I fucking stand by my original fucking shit with Hillary and Trump, dude. I thought Hillary was going to win the election, but I fucking think she's a bigger douche.
I mean, it's a tough one, man. This is not easy.
I mean, just watching
you know what
this
it reminds
video-
me of, dude? Hold on.
Mute her and play that.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, just mute her and let's get a run back of this little clip here.
This is going to be awesome.
This I got to see this.
Dude. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Okay, that's too far.
Called right to work. Right to work is wrong.
Right, hold on. Son of a bitch.
Why does that fit so perfectly?
I need you to get out of the place!
Alright. Shut up, Mars Attack. Stop.
So shame on you, Barack Obama. It is time you ran a campaign consistent with your messages in public.
The guy in the background.
That's what I expect Cody. From you. Meet me in Ohio. Let's have a debate about your tactics and your behavior in this campaign.
Yeah, Barack Obama,
you fucking helped spread
negative,
the birther movement.
Dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump. It is time for us to say no. We are not going backwards. We're going forward into a brighter future. Oh, I know the Bernie people came to say that. We're very sorry you're leaving.
The Bernie people.
She has the perfect evil villain
there,
laugh.
There's another thing. All these fucking people, they're like, why didn't they line up behind Hillary after Bernie was out? Shit like this.
Get out of here, Bernie tards.
All these Bernie people. Oh, they're
what
garbage.
What difference at this point does it make? Because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. Right, Tim? Now...
Right, Tim.
Yeah, what a great thing to say in front of a bunch of blue collar
workers.
Yeah,
this is good stuff. All right, so this isn't really necessarily an example of Trump being a douche because we kind of already played that. And I got to say, he was not as big a douche as this bitch in this clip show. But this is just a weird thing. That is Rudy Giuliani in drag.
Oh, my God.
That is Donald Trump, the president of the United States.
And a woman that looks like that has to have her own special scent.
Oh, thank you. Maybe you could tell me what you think of this scent.
What the fuck am I watching?
Whoa, dude. This is some fucking porn we're watching.
This is Rudy Giuliani in drag and the President of the United States doing a skit together.
Ooh, damn.
Where the President...
Whoa! Boy, oh. Donald, I thought you were a gentleman.
Damn, Donald was about to fucking get into it.
Can't say I didn't try.
He's given away over $2 billion in corporate wealth.
Can't say I didn't try.
I mean, that comes with a certain aura of douche about it right there. If we're honest.
Hey.
I mean, I don't know.
Make the case, bitch.
I think this is a tough one, but I got to say that I think the case for Hillary Clinton has been made. Now, Donald Trump is a profound douche, but that woman
is. Oh, God, he is, truly.
She's unbelievable.
So,
bad.
Hillary, I think you finally won. What do you think, Stevie?
Hillary definitely won and all that.
Hillary finally gets to beat Trump, at least.
Yeah,
in
look
some
at this.
Way.
Biggest douche.
Logan Paul versus Hillary Rodham Clinton. end.
Dude, I'm kind of boned up from Trap Giuliani, though.
Now, we don't have no more clips left, so...
Dude, Trap Giuliani has got me kind of half hard right now. I don't know.
Wow.
Is it all the lies he tells? Every time he tells
dude, the way he lies so sweetly.
Dude, it's like a Pinocchio effect.
You lie
he tells a
lie, so sweet.
The way he lies. I don't know, man.
Truth isn't truth.
I feel life in my nether regions, stirring in my loins.
It's been so long since Paul had those kind of feelings.
I know, dude. I haven't wanted to have any kind of intercourse with anybody for so long, but Rudolph Giuliani's
having
trap
to hold back
version,
these feelings for Rudolph Giuliani.
He's really
so long.
Ignited.
Would
the passion.
Say he's the hottest trap you've ever seen?
Yes,
Paul. You just
so you don't even
you just need
Trump
to take a cold shower.
I didn't. If you would have told me that, like, I went and looked, if you'd have told me that was Rudy Giuliani, I wouldn't have believed you. That was a beautiful
woman.
Can
you put that video back up, dude, so Paul can...
I don't know
I already
to
took
it
off the playlist. Oh, I've been deleting him as we go. God,
oh, that's dude. A smart idea, just in case we'd ever want to go back and, you know, look at anything, TJ.
They're hard to
just in case we'd ever want anything.
Whoa, dude.
In case we'd ever want to go back and look at anything,
TJ,
that's a smart
TJ,
idea,
can we
TJ.
Switch sides or something, dude? Paul's doing something really inappropriate for the show, dude.
What
is he
I do?
Doing? Is he jerking off?
I mean, he is.
Oh,
dude. I'm
criticizing the technical?
No. What you're doing, Paul, with your penis, sir.
Oh! Oh, I'm sorry. That. I didn't even realize I was doing it. Hands off.
Okay,
sorry,
shit.
Sorry,
okay,
sorry.
Cool, man.
Keep your hands
sorry,
up, man.
Can we not do
it
that?
It was just an automatic thing.
There's no more clips. They're
I
gone.
Said Rudy was sexy to you, dude. I mean, I'm not going to judge you, Paul, but I mean, fucking stroking it on the show is a little extreme.
Yeah. Shut your goddamn cocksucking mouths. Which one do you like better for this shit? Logan Paul, Hillary Rodham. This is Stevie versus Scotty here, so.
I mean, both of them are vampires. Both of them
they truly
misery
are. They're
and
misery
turn it
vampires.
Into money.
But who's a bigger misery vampire? The answer is Hillary Rodham Clinton, dude.
All right, Scotty's
I mean,
making
a
plea.
A fucking state fucking senator. I mean, she represented the fucking people of New York for years. Tried to become president twice. Very nearly succeeded.
Oh, my God. What a scary prospect.
I mean,
might actually try again, too.
Yeah, is the biggest fucking goddamn phony
Hillary
in American politics.
Y'all.
They're gearing up for
and
it.
Dude, that is saying something. To be the biggest fucking fake in American politics, like we're a total shit show politically. And to rise to the cream of the shit crop like that, that takes a special somebody. And that's Hillary,
right.
Dude.
I mean, I don't even think Logan Paul should have beat Justin Bieber.
He can't even hold
voting.
A fucking candle to Hillary's
know,
bullshit.
I gotta say,
see,
for me, this is an easy slam dunk
this
for
is
Hillary.
A fucking swish, dude, Hillary.
Yeah, but dude,
takes,
where
dude.
Was your where was your dissenting
I take it,
voice,
thank
TJ?
You.
I still think Logan Paul is genetically modified douche.
You guys just have a hate boner for Logan Paul. I knew there was no way I was convincing anyone to switch their vote.
So you're weak. You're intellectually weak is what you're saying, TJ. Intellectually bankrupt and weak.
No,
buddy.
I'm just saying you guys would
you're
never.
Why don't you defend your fucking
never
position, TJ?
The validity of the argument.
I would have understood if
you
had
know
made
what?
A good
I'm
argument.
Just if
you
appealed to me, bitch TJ. Ass, I'm gonna fucking say Logan Paul is the biggest douche now.
Okay, go ahead, dude. Let the fucking damn. Truth be revealed.
Let the truth be revealed. Scotty's favorite lines, dude. The truth
let
shall
the
be
fucking,
revealed.
The truth shall set you free, TJ.
What if, Stevie,
you're in a fucking prison in your own head, TJ.
Argue for
you're in a prison in your own mind.
Shut the fuck up.
Set yourself free. Vote for Hillary.
Argue your fucking guy, Stevie.
He is literally genetic douche, like genetically engineered, but I can see where Hillary is the douche that is created.
All right, we all know where this
Hillary.
Is going. Hillary's
let's
gonna win this shit. I mean, there's no.
Let, I say we let the. I say we let the guys. You know, all the audience decide.
Let the audience decide. Fair enough.
Let them decide.
Let them decide.
The people decide.
Let
dude.
The patrons decide. I don't forget the rest of the audience.
Yeah, fuck normal audience.
Do a Patreon poll.
You're right, Paul.
The show's all about the Benjamins.
Right.
We're transparent. We're
dude,
douchebags.
All about the Benjamins.
We're a bunch of douchebags here. Look at the three douches here.
Yeah, like we said
we
at the
only let the
we're
people
douche.
Who pay us vote, you
fucking
plebs. Bitches.
By the way, please become a patron.
Fuck yeah, that. Please
I mean, if
become
you were
a patron. Become
right
a patron
now,
if you want any rights up in this bitch.
If you were a patron right now, you wouldn't be salty about not getting a vote. You wouldn't be salty about it. You'd be voting
shut
right
up.
Now.
There's going to be a poll. Don't worry. Don't you fucking worry, yeah? It's happening. I'm doing a post right now. There's a poll. It's going up if you're a $5 patron or more.
I see all the fuck Pauls going by in the chat, dude.
Fuck Paul, fuck Paul,
dude,
fuck Paul.
It's not my they fault you're not a patron, you. Dude. I didn't create
hey, maybe,
that
maybe
circumstance.
Maybe they're saying fuck Logan Paul.
Yeah, maybe
dude.
They're saying
oh,
fuck
maybe,
Logan
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, come on, dude.
Different Paul.
Whoa, Paul, so quick to attack people, man.
Wow, I'm just saying, there's a lot of fuck Paul going
but,
on.
But hey,
you
but
know?
Paul,
it's,
there's a poll
it's all right.
Named Paul in it, dude.
It's all right.
I saw the fuck Pauls going by fast
yeah,
and
dude,
furious.
Paul, dude, Paul was triggered, dude. He was really actually.
Dude,
triggered.
I've never been anything but an advocate for our patrons, dude. Never. I'm no douche.
If you're a $5 or more patron, you can vote on who you think is the biggest douchebag. Is it Hillary Rodham Clinton, or is it Logan fucking Paul?
Set yourself free. Vote for Hillary.
You decide.
I mean, look, I won't deny Logan Paul is a massive douchebag.
Oh, a genetic douchebag.
But the stature,
you don't make it this far if you're not.
Towering figure that is Hillary Rodham Clinton that's poisoned the well of American politics for so fucking long, for, I mean, almost a generation.
Logan Paul is poisoning the well of existence.
That is true. He's breathing
who has a
your air
impact?
Right now.
Well, I mean, that's a bigger impact.
There's probably
society.
A molecule of air that came out of his shitty
lungs.
I can
tell you what, Logan Paul attracts a bigger crowd because there was more people to stand on a rooftop and watch him get shot than there was at any of Hillary Clinton's rallies.
That's not true. That's a false statement. There's some large rallies that Hillary had. Dude.
Hillary's empty ass rallies.
A large
rallies.
Attendance of tumbleweeds and fucking dust mites.
Hey, tumbleweeds are people too. Come on.
Cardboard cutouts.
Hey, no, dude, I'm pretty sure Hillary used Rent-A-Crowd.
I
Come
think
on.
There was usually Hillary usually no, had dude, more staff dude, at events than fucking...
Dude, Hillary used Rent-A-Crowd, dude. She got those crowds to come in. I mean, hey, maybe they were paid.
That's
maybe
true.
They were
did
paid.
Catch the DNC doing
I
that.
Mean, hey, maybe they were paid, but they showed
I mean,
up.
For Hillary, they fucking had to.
Yeah, who would go to
the
see
Bernie
her?
The Bernie Sanders rally I went to was dude, goddamn packed.
Dude, it was crazy. Oh, that's how you know the American political system is so fucking rigged, dude. That,
yeah.
You know, case
one
point,
guy's filling arenas, one bitch can't fill a fucking basketball
yeah,
auditorium.
We have free cookies, we have candy, we have snacks, we have, you know, whatever you want. No one shows
Hillary
up.
Hillary will fucking pay a prostitute to suck your dick clean off your
cookies,
body.
Dude.
I will give you cookies if you come to my rally.
Anybody
please.
Who shows up just gets $20 on the spot.
Dude, even living in Bellevue.
People are like, but I got to listen to Hillary Clinton dude, speak. Nah.
I mentioned this point before. Even living in Bellevue, it's such a liberal fucking area. I almost saw no Hillary stickers.
No
I didn't see much
of shit.
You know what everybody likes? Cookies. Come
but
get
come
a cookie.
Here. Logan Paul is
nobody ever has anything.
People into fucking thinking he's worth a fuck.
That's true.
I've never heard anybody
so
say
Hillary,
anything
though.
Positive
I mean, Hillary
about
had a lot of fucking supporters.
Man, he's got a bunch of fucking supporters, dude.
Well, they are all under the age of 12.
Yeah,
though.
They're all a bunch of kids. They're just
all
like,
a bunch
he's
of fucking
cool.
They want to emulate him.
I like the way he's a total douche.
I want to be like Logan Paul. I mean, it's really the battle of the old douche for the new. You know what I mean? You got the old
Logan
fucking
Paul
douche.
Should run for fucking president.
They do actually belong here in this spot, though, because they're both corrupting the youth of America in their own way. Logan Paul's out there filling their heads with dabbing and suicide mockery, and she's out there
if
filling
y'all prank
girls'
that,
ideas
murdered.
With their heads of what they should be if they want to be a powerful woman.
You got 207 votes in, and it's still too close to call.
Wow, it's really? Damn.
Logan Paul's like, it's all right to prank that you're getting murdered in front of your friends.
Someone in the chat said Hillary got celebrities like Beyonce to be at her rallies to bring in the crowd. That's true. She
oh,
had
yeah.
Fucking,
that, which is also
oh, yeah. I
douchey.
Forgot about that.
She had to share the stage with Beyonce.
I mean, Hillary had Hollywood
people.
In her fucking pocket, TJ. She had access to way bigger celebrities with way more influence than Logan Paul.
This is
Paul.
True.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, look. There's
Wasn't
there's,
Logan Paul a Disney kid?
The totality of evidence can only lead to one conclusion, that Hillary's the bigger douche. I'm
she
sorry.
She's a douche.
You know,
I don't think
douche.
Hillary would do something like the suicide forest thing, but I don't think
if she thought she could get more votes, she
oh,
would.
Yeah,
if she
would.
Thought it would get her a vote, but I mean, I think she knows. I think she has enough sense to know like
oh,
that
so
wouldn't play well.
So does Logan Paul. He knew exactly. What
oh
he was
yeah,
doing.
I don't know, man.
Yes, he did.
He actually
Come
suffered
on.
A lot of repercussions for that shit, though.
Yeah, but it's all just more publicity.
It got his name out.
That is, well, his name was already out. He was huge already.
Well, now he's even huger.
Yeah,
he's even
true.
Bigger.
That was the first time I ever heard of his fucking
he's
asshole.
He's bigger than Jesus Christ.
Bigger than Jesus. Bigger than
I can't
Hitler.
Do a fucking Beatles thing, but whatever. You know what I mean.
207 in. Any fucking patron is free to vote. Vote anytime.
Fucking vote for fucking Hillary.
All right. I think it's pretty clear. We got 222 votes in. It's looking like Hillary Clinton's going to win.
Yeah,
if
dude,
you don't want that, if you think Logan Paul should win, now's your time to step up to the plate.
Yep. Tajika fans, help me.
Yeah, you got,
help me,
you got
Tajika
one.
Fans.
I don't care. You got one
Help
minute or 2 minutes or something.
I mean, what? I'm not selling my Tajika fans to do. I'm just saying if there's a Logan Paul
oh,
person
yes, you
out there.
Are,
you
TJ,
signal the Tajika fans all the
That's
time.
The fucking Tajika
that was
fan
not a
sickle.
Tajika fan
the
signal.
The Tajika fan signal has gone up.
Yep.
Please, guys,
I'm
about to lose.
Low, so please
I want
vote.
Hillary. I'm going for Hillary Clinton. What the
I'm
fuck?
I'm about to lose. Hey, guys. I said I was going to vote for Logan Paul despite Scotty, and now I'm about to lose. Tajika fans
yes,
to the rescue.
Yes,
of course it is, dude. You saw it. Yeah. The look on his face, dude.
No. His lip, you know, slightly.
Yep, I saw it, dude. I saw it, dude. I saw
it's
it.
It's been revealed.
I know it, dude.
Got him.
Oh, got you, bitch.
Got him.
Logan Paul's catching up, dude.
I'm calling it, dude.
Logan Paul's catching up.
You lost, TJ.
He's catching on.
You lost, dude.
The Tajika fans.
It's close. It's only like 10-20 away.
You lost, dude.
I don't know, man.
Give it up, TJ.
So how long do we do this?
It's close. It's tight. It's a tight race.
Keep counting. Keep counting until I fucking win, dude. Whatever. You lost, dude. Sorry.
All right, I'll tell you what. 1 minute. 1 minute from
1 minute.
Now.
All right.
Now, so it means vote quick to check if rats vote quick.
I ain't said nothing like that.
You're reading into shit, dude.
Dude, you do it all the time, too.
He does. You got a little army
of gremlins around to do your bidding for you.
You hear what they're calling you guys?
What? Tajika fans.
Army of gremlins, they say.
Yeah, wow.
an army of gremlins.
All polishers and all Scottish should go and vote for fucking Hillary.
Yeah, of course.
If all six of you go do that.
Yeah,
you don't even have to ask the polishers.
There's only five votes away now. 125 to 120.
That still sounds like a loss, TJ.
No, it's catching up.
Your Tajika fans.
The race is tight.
It's over, TJ.
It's fucking Tajika fans.
Race is tight. Up. 124 to 128. Only four away now.
It's over, TJ.
it's shit. It's so close.
It's tightening.
It's over, TJ.
It's tightening.
252 votes in. It's tightening up.
TJ, it's over, according to your
timescale. It's
a
tight ass motherfucking race
at this
point. It's over, according
to your timescale, TJ.
You're already full of shit.
It's anybody's fucking race. I don't think so. Oh, only one vote away.
It's over, TJ.
Only
one vote away.
It's happening, dude.
Oh, it's a tie.
You stupid Tajika fan.
It's a fucking tie.
Go change your votes now, you sorry bastard.
Logan Paul wins.
No, bullshit.
Logan Paul wins. Off the minutes, just up.
No.
And Logan Paul has won in a controversial upset.
No, he doesn't.
Thank you all and good night.
Fake news.
Logan Paul has won.
Fake